Devastation from Hurricane Sandy is wreaking havoc on preparations for Election Day here in the city as well. Polling stations in areas hardest hit by the storm are being set up, but spreading information about where to vote is proving difficult, and not everyone who wants to vote may be able to. WBAI's Linda Perry has the story.
A security guard says he's from the northern part of Staten Island. His polling place is unaffected and he intends to vote. An elderly woman from upstate New York will vote. Her area was also unaffected by Hurricane Sandy. Raymond Morgan is from Brooklyn. His polling site was moved because of Sandy.
My aunt checked something out for me. I was registered before in Far Rockaway, but she checked something out and called me this morning and told me I'm registered at 246 now.
Others are not voting. Among them are unregistered voters, undocumented workers, people like David. He's a young man sitting in a truck in his early 20s. He says he's too busy to vote. Then there's Erica from Brooklyn. She doesn't see why she should vote.
I never voted. To me, it feel like nothing changes. Nothing changed, nothing. I live in poverty, so regardless of the changes that they make up top, it's only, you know, higher level or, you know, mid-class that actually gets, well, benefits, you know, what's going on. So I never did vote. When I did vote, it didn't matter because nothing ever changed. I'm still struggling. It's still hard out here. Still no health insurance. Still can't afford it. And so it's like, regardless of who we pick, still ain't no, nothing ain't going to change.
Erica says poor people are the forgotten people. Shay from the Bronx has a completely different perspective. She is going to vote at her daughter's school. She has a message for those struggling to recover from the hurricane who may not know where their polling places are.
Well, first and foremost, I want to say my heart goes out to those families who were hurt by this hurricane. And for those who don't know their polling site, they can call 311 or go to the library and find out where they're supposed to go.
And people around you, do you know that they're voting?
Yes, I do. Majority of my friends and family are voting. Because every vote matters. Every vote counts. And if you want change, you have to get up and vote. You can't sit back and say we need change, but then don't vote.
And for those in areas hit hard by Sandy, they are not only unsure of where to vote, but their IDs were destroyed in the storm, or they can't get to the polls, or their usual voting places are used as shelters. So where do they go? People without power, without internet service, can't check online for where to vote. Others are just giving up. And the Board of Elections has its hands full. They set up 60 new polling sites, but the day before the election, they are scrambling to find enough sites for people in areas devastated by Sandy. Ashton Stewart is the executive director of the League of Women Voters, a voting advocacy organization. They are preparing for the election tomorrow. Stewart says Hurricane Sandy presented unforeseen challenges.
We're staying in touch with the Board of Elections as tightly as we can so we can provide this information and these updates to the voters. There's also a busing program that the Board of Elections is implementing as we speak to have shuttle service for voters to get to the new poll sites.
I understand that today, the day before the election, they're still looking for alternative polling sites.
That would not surprise me. It's a huge challenge. In addition to the challenges that we always face during elections, so we're hopeful that they can continue to address this concern and get poll sites in locations that are close to the voters and close to the poll sites that were initially assigned to them. So we'll be here to let people know where their poll site is, who will be on their ballot. And then do our best to encourage everybody to get out there with the information they need.
Some people are saying that the Board of Elections isn't doing enough to let people know where the polling sites are, that they're letting organizations like yours, good government organizations, they're depending on them to get the word out. Some people are saying they should get these trucks all over the place with loudspeakers to let people know where polling is going on in their own neighborhoods.
Trucks with loudspeakers would be helpful. There's a number of things that would be helpful to do in addition to what the Board of Elections is already doing. The League is happy to help. We are getting a little overwhelmed as we are a smaller organization. We are addressing the calls as much as we can. We're getting a lot of emails. There's a lot of frustration out there, and we're just trying to just give the answers that are needed to get people to the poll site, to encourage them to hang on. This is going to be a challenge, but work with us, work with the Board of Elections, and hopefully we can still have a significant turnout tomorrow.
What are you expecting in places like Staten Island or in Zone A areas?
It's hard to say. Again, I think it could go either of two ways. It's either going to be abysmal, and it's going to be a very minimal amount of turnout, or it's going to be communities getting together and figuring out a way to get there based on what the Board of Elections is offering with the transportation that they're hopefully going to publicize on their website as soon as possible. But again, people need to be aware of organizations like ours. They can make a phone call. They can call us, and we will work with them to let them know where they need to go, where they need to be on election day. But you're right. Thankfully, WBAI is here today to help us get the message out there, and hopefully there will be some more radio outlets and television outlets too. I mean, we need to get it out in as many different ways as possible, whether it's loudspeakers and trucks, radio, television, friends. People need to work with each other. This is when community is really important.
The League of Women Voters is at 212-725-3541 and lvw.org. Common Cause New York with NYPIRG, New York Public Interest Research Group, also has a phone line to assist voters, 212-822-0282. And the New York City Board of Elections is at 212-VOTE-NYC. There is also a Poll Watch application for your iPhone or smartphone. Go to pollwatch.us to download the app. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.